is Al Simpson. Everybody wants to clean up the environment, but the Democrats' eternal answer is to pound vital industries with new taxes. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, the Democrat carbon tax would slam the poor and middle class hardest by jacking up the price of coal, oil, and yes, gasoline, the very things people need to heat their homes in the winter and to get to and from work. This would burn the taxpayers bad and send coal, oil, gas, and transportation jobs right up in smoke. Ted, with the endless horizon of tax hikes you've supported over the years, this beauty will only be another feather in your cap. But for your VP wannabe Al Gore, this tax would be his most radical dream come true. Ted, all this because you liberal chicken littles got all confounded about global warming. This goofy and unfounded tripe reminds me of Alice in Wonderland. Verdict now, evidence later. The verdict November 3rd will read, the Democrats came back again and we told them they wouldn't buy their clever new gimmick. Old leopard, same spots.
Al, if you're serious, you must be a member of the Flat Earth Society. Al Gore has credibility on the environment that the Bush administration can't begin to match. Global warming is a good example, Al. President Bush ended up embarrassing the United States at the World Environmental Summit in Rio. Other nations wanted effective action on global warming. Uncle Sam was all alone protecting the polluters. The Bush campaign doesn't even pretend to claim that President Bush is the environmental president anymore. The administration defends its atrocious record on environmental issues by drumming up a false dichotomy between jobs and the environment. But cleaning up the environment means new jobs, new technology, and new industry, Al. President Bush is out of touch on the economy, out of touch on the environment, and soon he'll be out of office. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on President Bush's anti-family veto of family leave for working parents. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.